Morning. Well, Thursday has arrived, and today's the day that the Passover will be celebrated. But I would like to look at the way the disciples secure the room for the Passover meal. In Mark 14, 13 and 14, it says, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house, he enters, the teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" Two of the disciples were to go into Jerusalem, and they would literally be led to the place by a man carrying a pitcher of water. Now, it does say that the disciples were to follow that man, and he would lead them to a home. Then they were to ask the owner of the home, who would have an upper room that would be large enough for Jesus to celebrate the Passover with his disciples. Many scholars believe that this man may have been a believer, because simply the reference to the teacher would be enough to secure the guest room. The request was obviously accepted. Now, Jesus still has a lot to teach the disciples, and time has come to a close. But he wants to leave them with an example, which happens to be the very first beatitude that he taught them in the Sermon on the Mount. He enters the upper room where they were to have the Passover. Then something strange happens. Jesus takes off his outer garment, wraps a towel around him that he would use to wash the disciples' feet. In doing this act of care and kindness, Jesus is leaving an example of humble service in the mind of his disciples. It is found in the book of John that says, Jesus pours the water into the basin. That act reminds me that the water that Jesus poured into the basin had to be there, and it could have been the very pitcher of water that the man was carrying to the house and possibly even up to the upper room, in hopes that someone renting the upper room for this grand occasion. We don't have any information about that man who carried the water. We don't know if he was a free man or a slave. We don't know his name, and obviously he is connected to this house that had an owner that was sympathetic to the teacher. It is just an act of humility, a simple act of service. Yet, it is so impacting to the advancing of the kingdom of God. In these moments that are being inundated by plots from foes and betrayal of a follower, we know the names of all the disciples, but this man who literally was used to meet the need that Jesus had for a room by leading the way. May we be like that humble man, though the task may be small and sometimes it is overlooked. May you realize that in doing the simple task that you have been asked to do, you may be instrumental in leading someone closer and hopefully into a relationship with Jesus.